Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a very exciting call lined up for you guys tonight, an informational call. I hope you guys are really buckling down as we approach the holiday season. Christmas time is rapidly approaching. What a better time. There's not, in my opinion, a better time to be involved in Legal Shield than there is right now. As I've said many times on these calls in the past, the month of December, over the last, this will be my 13th December in Legal Shield, and the 12 prior have absolutely been one of the best months of my Legal Shield career. It's a phenomenal time to be marketing our membership, and it's even a better time to be talking to individuals about the opportunity. But before we get started tonight, just a couple of things I'd like to share with you guys, and basically some reminders of this. You know, it's still not too late to be able to qualify to get a free ticket to the upcoming international convention. We're bringing it back home here in Oklahoma in the month of April, and it's not too late to qualify for a free ticket to that event. If there was one event that you wanted to attend in your Legal Shield career, it is the international convention. It's a must. There's really no excuse not to be at that event, and you can still qualify and get a free ticket, and you simply need to have 20 personal sales by December 31st. All the sales previous months, in the month of November and the month of October, you can add up all the way through December 31st, and if you hit 20 personal sales, you can get a free ticket to the International Convention. So I encourage you all to definitely pre-register for that so that when you definitely qualify and hit your 20, you go ahead and get that free ticket because it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal event. You don't want to miss it. It's a really cool thing. I'm sure many of you guys have listened to the leadership show this morning or were in your back offices over the weekend and saw the new recognition leaderboard that Legal Shield's put out. I really like it. It's really impressive. And, you know, what's really more impressive to me about that recognition leaderboard is it kind of gives everybody where they're at and where they want to be by the time the International Convention rolls around. But, you know, as I was just kind of thumbing through each of those categories, I was very impressed and extremely excited to see the literally dozens and dozens of Moore Success Team associates that is littered in every single category. So I just want to I don't think that you can ever be recognized enough for your accomplishments in Legal Shield. And you know, the Moore Success Team, we're definitely fully vested in recognition. It's something that I don't think we get enough in our daily lives, and you surely don't get it at your regular JOBs, but it's something we really embrace in Legal Shield and on the Moore Success Team. And just going to run down some of these categories and give some recognition to some hard work and definitely needed by different associates on the Moore Success Team that are having an absolutely phenomenal year. You know, if you go to the back office and you click on the leaderboard, the top executive director open line fast start qualifications. You know, that's one of the key components to your Legal Shield business. It's one thing to get somebody involved in Legal Shield to recruit somebody on your team, but if they won't go out and get promoted and paid, if you won't help them get promoted and paid, then it's all for naught. And you know, number two in the entire company of Legal Shield, we have Miss Christina Marchitello. She's an executive director out in California. She's got a 51.82% fast start qualification. It's number two in the entire company of Legal Shield, so I want to congratulate Christina. Number seven, Miss Linda Bowden from Oklahoma, platinum executive director, millionaire club member, definitely leading by example. Is number seven in the entire company. Number 11, bronze executive directors from the great state of Georgia, Daniel and Lisa Streeter. We have executive director Sandy Osborne from the great state of Texas on that list. definitely somebody's leading by example that doesn't really need to do it, but is definitely leading by example. Ken and Charlene Moore, Platinum Millionaire Club, inaugural Millionaire Club members, $500,000 ring earners are on the list. Millionaire Club member Rex and Teresa Legale, six-figure income earners. Silver Executive Directors out of the great state of Mexico are on the list. Ken and Darlene, too. Some of our executive directors from the great state of Idaho are on that list. And those are some of the top executives, not only on the More Success team, but the entire of Legal Shield, of helping their open lines, that's a line without an executive director in it, get Fast Start qualified. So definitely growing, and I want to say congratulations to all of those individuals for their efforts and their achievements thus far in 2011. Some of the top producers in all of Legal Shield. Number two in the entire company of Legal Shield is Mr. Jimmy Parrish, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner from the great state of Alabama. Number two in the entire company of Legal Shield in production. Ron and Jenny Kite out of the great state of Oklahoma, executive directors in the top 20 in production for the entire company. Caesar and Sandy Osborne, again, are some of the top producers in all of Legal Shield on the team in the company. The top recruiter list, number five in the entire company of Legal Shield right now is John and Sherman Degatta, Silver Executive Director from the great state of Georgia, doing a great job. Number seven, well, they're also six-figure income earners, guys. The number seven in the entire company is a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, Millie Baker from Oklahoma, doing a phenomenal job. Also on the list, Daniel and Lisa Streeter again, Bronze Executive Directors out of the great state of Georgia. So congratulations to all those top recruiters on the More Success team in all of Legal Shield. Some of the, area that I really pay a lot of attention to, especially now in my Legal Shield business, is the retention category, because it's one thing to write a membership, but memberships that stay are definitely the memberships that pay. And, you know, after 12, almost 13 years in Legal Shield now, for me personally, you know, it's amazing to be getting compensated on memberships that not only I sold, but my team sold since 1999. Still getting income today from memberships all the way back to 1999. I think that's phenomenal. But so far this year, the top personal retention on the large volume category, number 13, Ron and Jenny Kite, again, executive directors from Oklahoma. Sherry and Tom Brenda, brand new executive directors out of Houston, Texas. They're on the list. Joan Buckner, a six-figure income earner on the team, executive director out of the great state of New Mexico, is on the list. Millionaire Club member and executive director, six-figure ring earner, Yvette Mayo, is on the list for the top personal retention for large volume in all of Legal Shield. For small volume, we still have many More Success team associates. Harvey Smith, the director on the team, is on that list. It tied at number one in all of Legal Shield for small volume personal retention. Is the director on the team, has 100% retention so far this year. That's absolutely phenomenal. Executive director on the team, Val Romero, out of the great state of New Mexico, 98% on her personal retention so far, 98.57% retention so far this year. Ought to be commended. That is phenomenal. Another six-figure ring earner on the team for their personal production is listed on the for the retention awards. And that's Miss Rona Unsel out of the great state of Colorado. Right here in my hometown of Ada, we have Mr. Frank Lindsay is one of the top retention earners in all of prepaid, as well as one of my good friends and executive directors from Broken Bow, Oklahoma, Mr. Charles Battles is on there at 97.14% persistency for the entire year. So these people are definitely building business the right way, and we want to congratulate each and every one of them. And the retention for the entire organization, large volume retention. Again, another six-figure ring earner, Millionaire Club member on the team, Miss Millie Baker, is on that list. Phenomenal job for the small volume organizational retention. right here out of the great state of Oklahoma, number one in all of Legal Shield for their organization this year, is Michelle Campbell. 95.06 persistency on their entire book of business for their entire team for the course of the year. I think that's phenomenal. Definitely one of my heroes, a legend of prepaid legal, a six-figure income earner, a millionaire club member, Harold Pinson, is right at the top of the retention for his organization so far this year. Miss Linda Bowden, another millionaire club member, six-figure income earner. Again, her organization is at the, is on the list as being at the top of the retention. Executive directors on the team from out of the great state of Michigan, Michael and Wendy Gott, are on the list. Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, some people out of Ada, Oklahoma, are on that list, as well as Debbie McLaughlin, another executive director. Another executive director on the team is on the list, and some people are really close to my heart, David and Gene Peterman, silver executive directors from right here in Oklahoma. They're on the list as well. They have, their organization so far this year, they have 86.8% persistency on the entire year. So all those guys need to be commended. I think there's a common theory here is going through these awards, these people that have done phenomenal things. They're number one, they're stick-to-itiveness. Number two, they've done phenomenal things in their prepaid legal career so thus far by being executive directors, a millionaire club member, six-figure income earner. So it all kind of goes together. Personal growth, you know, how much an individual has grown in their personal business so far this year at number eight in all of Legal Shield. My good friend from the great state of Alabama, Kamal Fazleem, is on there for his business growing. Number eight, the eighth largest growth in all of Legal Shield personally so far this year, Mr. Kamal Fazleem. Congratulations, Kamal. Also on the list, definitely people leading by example, millionaire club members, $250,000 ring earners, platinum executive directors. Kyle and Lisa Cambrell are on the list. Another ring earner, $100,000 ring earner, platinum executive director on the team. Brandon and Emily San Diego, their personal growth. So, guys, you ought to all be commended for definitely growing your businesses as much as you have so far this year. For organizational growth, the top organizational growth, not only what you've done, but your entire organization is doing over the course of the year, for the small volume category, at number four in all of Legal Shield, again, executive directors from the great state of Texas, Bonds executive directors, Caesar and Sandy Osborne. Congratulations, guys. At number 14 in all of Legal Shield for this year, brand new executive directors out of the great state of Texas, my close personal friends, Barbara and Manley Wilson, number 14 in all of Legal Shield for team growth so far this year. Also on the list, executive directors of ours, Sean and Gabby Martineau, out of the great state of Utah, are on that list. So congratulations, guys. For team growth for large volume in their open lines so far this year. At number five in all of Legal Shield, Jeremy and Stephanie Moore, executive directors right here. That's me. So congratulations, Jeremy. And also on the list for large team growth over the entire year is somebody I very much admire and look up to, millionaire club member, $250,000 ring earner, definitely leading by example, his business is exploding, is Mr. Christopher Hughes from the great state of Utah is on that list. So congratulations, guys. You know, as I said at the beginning, what a phenomenal time to be in Legal Shield. What a phenomenal time to be associated with the More Success team. I think by just naming off a few names here, we can see that business is definitely going in the right direction, and it can always get better, but these people are having phenomenal results, and they're doing business the right way, and I'm really, really grateful that the company is putting it out there for everyone to see. You know, it's one thing to walk the walk, but these people are definitely walking the walk. So I want to say congratulations to all of you all. I know I took a little time in doing that, but I just think that we can't give recognition enough to our team and to our associates. So thank you all, and I look forward to each and every one of you all that are on the line tonight to have your name listed on one of these lists in the very near future. But with that, I'd like to go straight out to Duran, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, six-figure income earner. Most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there? Yes, I am, Jeremy. It is great to hear so many of our More Success Team associates having such great success with this business. But I want to apologize. The $1 million per year income earner, Mr. Brian Carruthers, was scheduled to be our guest speaker tonight. He called in and let us know at the last minute that he had a conflict, and so we will have him again in the near future on our call. But we have several exciting items to go over with everyone tonight. And to begin, I want to go out to the state of Utah to $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Chris Hughes, who wants to go over a newly announced contest specifically for our More Success Team. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
I'm on. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Appreciate it. And great job with all the recognition. I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, I mean, you talk about the fruits of your labor, the fruits of staying in the game. The More Success Team, starting with Ken Moore, has been in the business for decades. And I'm just sitting here visualizing, when I've been in the business for decades, to have this many people being recognized in all different categories. So that was super exciting. I appreciate you, Jeremy, for doing that. And Mr. Moore, thank you for having me on the call. And, yeah, I want to talk about the iPad contest that the More Success Team is running. And I had a chance to talk to Mr. Ken Moore a couple days ago, and I had a couple questions about it, and he brought me up to speed. And I just think, first of all, thank you to the More Success Team from Ken Moore down for running a contest like this. You know, sometimes we can think, well, it's just an iPad, or it's just this, or it's just that. But promotions are such a powerful way to build your business. I've built my business on promotions for the last 12 years, and I've seen my income fluctuate from, up to $7,000 a month from one month to the next. And the only thing that was different, everybody was all at the same level. There was no promotions or nobody falling down from a level. The only thing that was different was, we ran a contest. And so these contests are big. So I want to just talk a little bit about how the contest works, and I'd like to spend the bulk of my time on how to drive this contest and some of the things that I've done over the years that really does make a difference in promoting for this type of a promotion or contest. So it's an iPad contest, and for those of you that don't know what an iPad is, I mean, it's not a tablet, it's not a computer, it's a game changer. I mean, the iPad is a complete game changer, just like the iPod from Apple was a game changer, just like the iPhone from Apple was a game changer. The iPad is a complete game changer. I love it. My kids love it. They're so fun and so simple and so intuitive to use. My son, when he was 18 months old, I gave him the iPad, and he knew exactly what to do. He knew how to open it up and go and find his games and pull them up and play his games, and no instruction book manual needed. And the Moores are giving away three iPads. I actually understood it was two until a few minutes ago. I talked to Mr. Randy Moore. Three iPads. And here's how you win an iPad. I want to make sure I'm watching my time here. But you can win one of three iPads, or maybe even more. I'm not sure how the fine print looks, but I know you can win one for recruiting. There'll be one given away to the recruiters. There'll be one given away for sales. And then there'll be one given away. There's kind of a contest run along side by side with this contest just for executive directors. So the good news for all the junior associates up through director, y'all don't have to compete with the executive directors. A lot of times the executive directors, they're top salespeople, top recruiters. They've been in the game for years, sometimes decades. They know how to sell. They know how to recruit, and they're really, really good at it, but you don't have to compete with them. Junior associates through directors are all be in their own category, and then executive directors will have their own little contest. So here's how this works. For the recruiting side, if you recruit three associates in the month of December, and Randy, if I mess anything up, you just jump on top here and fix it, but anybody who recruits three new Fast Start associates in the month of December, and the contest goes from December 1st to December 31st, but you recruit three new Fast Start associates, you get one entry into that recruiting contest for the iPad. For every recruit over three, you're going to get another entry into that contest for the iPad. That's on the recruiting side. So the more you recruit, the more entries you'll have into that recruiting side contest. On the sales side, for anybody who sells 5 memberships in the month of December is going to get 1 entry into the sales contest for the iPad. And for every 3 memberships above 5, you're going to get another entry into the contest on the sales side for the iPad. So, again, the more you recruit, the better your chances are on the recruiting side. The more you sell, the better your chances are on the sales side. And then, and by the way, for anybody that has on the group side that has production for January 1, all of that will count for December, well, for this contest. So if you've got some groups going in for January 1 start or effective date, no worries. Those will count for this contest. And then the third iPad is going to go to an executive director. All the executive director's entries are going to get thrown into one basket, if you will. So all of their tickets for selling and all their tickets for recruiting are going to go into one basket, and that's executive directors only. And one executive director is guaranteed to win an iPad in this contest. So that's pretty cool, and I think it's equitable, and it works out really good for everybody. Again, the contest goes from December 1st to December 31st, and we're going to let everything get shaken out over those first few days, and Randy was telling me that they're going to pull the winner on January 9th. That'll be announced on this call on January 9th, the More Success team, and they're going to let us all know who won those 3 iPads. Now I just want to turn the corner for the next couple minutes. I want to talk about how to promote for this. I love how Brian Carruthers says all the time that massive communication equals massive income. And something that just boggles my mind is I talked to a guy the other day on the team who had no idea. He's a director. He was a former director 50, and he hasn't been active in the business, but he's still a director, still has his membership, still in the business, and he had no idea that we'd even been purchased, that there was a merger. He didn't know that there was a name change and new branding underway. You know, and if we have people that have hit those levels that don't know that, we certainly are going to have people on our team that don't know about this iPad contest that's being sponsored by Mr. Ken Moore. So it becomes our job as promoters, as leaders, to get on the phone and start letting everybody know that this contest is going on. And I can just tell you how I do it. You know, Jim Rohn talks about there's 2 groups of people in your business. There's those people that deserve group time, and there's those people that deserve one-on-one time. And, you know, the people that don't go to the meetings, they don't go to the trainings, they just don't deserve your time and attention. If they're not going to go to the trainings, they're not going to share the business or the membership on a regular basis, then you kind of have to slide them into group time. You invite them via email to conference calls, and you invite them to the breakouts and to the team events and everything that you do, but you just can't afford to give them a whole lot of one-on-one time. And then you've got the rest of the team, which are the people that get on the conference calls. They go to the conventions. They go to the meetings. They go to the trainings. They do everything they're supposed to do, and those are the people that you want to give your individual one-on-one time to. Well, in the context of the iPad contest, the people that you really want to give your one-on-one time to are the people that are in production. They either have a recruit or more this month, or they have a membership or more this month. So what I teach my organization to do every month when we're having a contest, is I teach them, you know, to go through their organization a few times a month, certainly during that last week of the month. And we're almost there. You know, we're about halfway through the month now. So a week from now, if you're not doing it before then, at least a week from today, you're pulling your reports, and this is to team leaders and really anybody that's on this call who has one or more active associates on your team who are in production or in recruiting. You just simply pull those reports, you look and you see who all has, and you can sort it by people who have month-to-date sales. And if they have one or more sales for the month, you want to be calling them, and you want to get on the phone and say, hey, have you heard about the iPad contest that the Moores are doing? And if they say no, then you explain it to them. Well, here's the deal, and here's the rules, and here's how you win. And, you know, you already got 1 sale, or you already got 3 sales, or you already got 4 sales. You know, you just need 2 more. You need 3 more. You need 1 more. And, you know, this is what I love about contests is you never have to call through the team and say, hey, get to work. You know, nobody wants to work for me. You know, I can't imagine calling somebody and go, hey, I really need to hit this level, so I need you to get to work. Or, hey, my income is not where I want it to be, so I really need you to get to work. I mean, nobody got into this business to have a boss, so we don't ever want to talk to the team that way. But you can get even better results by simply calling them and saying, hey, congratulations. You know, you're at 4 memberships for the month. Did you know about the iPad contest? You don't know about the iPad? And then you explain it to them and let them know, you know, you're just one membership away. Same thing with recruiting. You know, you pull a report, you find out who's got 1 or 2 recruits, and even 3 recruits, and you call those people up, you make sure they know about the iPad contest, and you let them know what they've got to do to get an entry or 2 or 3. And I'm telling you, this may seem like a silly little silly training that I'm doing, but it's not silly. It's one of the most powerful things that you can do in your business is promotion and recognition. You know, we did a lot of recognition tonight, and now we've got the promotional side going. And so if everybody will do that, those of you that have 1 or more people on your team that are in production, that are recruiting, get on the phone with them, talk to all of them, make sure they understand what's going on, and tell them what they need to do to get an entry into this contest of 1 of 3 iPads. I'm telling you, if we all do this right, we'll see a spike. And especially those last 3 or 4 days of the month, those are big days anyway, but when there's 3 iPads on the line and everybody's got a shot at it, again, if we do it right, if we do it and then if we do it right, we'll see a major spike in production recruiting in the month of December over November just simply because of this promotion. So, again, Mr. Ken Moore and Randy Moore and Jeremy and the whole Moore Success Team, thank you so much for doing this, for leading out and giving us another drum to beat and help distract our organization from the distractions and keep everybody focused on closing out the year strong. So back to you, Randy.
All right, Mr. Hughes, I appreciate you being on. I do want to let everyone know that these are the iPad 2s, which is the latest version of the iPad, so they're all iPad 2s. We're very, very excited, and thank you again, Mr. Hughes, for going over that contest. I want to quickly, I know our time's getting short, but I want to quickly go out to the state of Georgia to one of the top bronze executive directors on our More Success team, top recruiter, and that's Miss Lisa Streeter. Lisa, are you on the call? Do we have Lisa on the call? All right. Maybe she's in mute mode. Maybe she can unmute herself. If not, we'll simply go straight back to the state of Georgia to Silver Executive Director, Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Ms. DeGatta, are you on the call?
I'm here, Randy. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you being on. I don't know what happened to Lisa, but we'll have her on again next time. Maybe she didn't have the speaker code, but I know you're even mentioning Mr. Moore and Jeremy spoke about you being one of the top recruiters. What are you doing, Ms. DeGatta, right now to help the recruiting?
Well, I think it's really important. Thank you for having me on the call tonight. You know, I've been in the business. It's going to be 6 years this month, and it makes such a big difference to where I started, where a lot of you just maybe for the first time being on the call, and where you possibly can be a month from now, 6 years from now, 12 years from now. But I think one thing that people really have to understand is they think you almost take a funny pill, or they think there's some magic, and there really isn't any magic. We've got the same program. We've got the same product. We've got provider law firms. We've got the same home office. And I think one of the biggest things we have to do is we just have to do it. You know, Randy, when I first started this business years ago, you know, I didn't do any recruiting, and I started looking at my organization thinking, well, I've got 2 people, I've got 5 people. Then I got to a point where thinking I could work smart or I could work hard. And I do specialize a lot in the small business and the group. And one thing I used to do, which I kind of did a reverse, and this is just a little gold nugget for some of you on the phone, it's really not a difficult thing, but I think we really have to make sure that we always sell the membership first. You know, when I first started in the business, I always ended up just starting and selling and trying to recruit, and then I would sell the membership. But you have to understand one thing, guys. If there's a believability factor in the membership, it's really a lot easier to recruit those people, and the retention will stay tremendously on that because they've already believed in the product. The next thing, and I think it's the most important thing, and this is just another gold nugget, is we all have a warm list. And so many of us, when we first get in the business, we go within that warm list, and then we get out of that warm list. And you know, my warm list from where it was 6 years ago and where it is today is extremely different. And a lot of my connections, I think what people really have to understand is, guys, it's going to take 5 to 8 exposures possibly within that warm list to be able to recruit that person. So my encouragement is, if you haven't done a warm list, divide it into two columns. Maybe you want to do one for associates, potential associates, and maybe one for memberships. But concentrate on the lifeline of what's going to be your passive income for the rest of your life. So go and make sure that you've got that warm list and go revisit that warm list. And it's not really to sell them anything. It's just to educate them. They might not know what you're doing right now, and that's really going to be helpful. Another gold nugget is, join enough networking groups as you possibly can and let people know what you're doing. You know, I get really involved in job fairs. I get a lot of us are belonging to churches. We need to get back into those churches. Do you know, if you went to go visit your parish or your church, that there are groups within that organization right now that are, there's so many unemployed people right now that are actually having bridge places where people can go to learn about different places. Go get back involved in your church and see, there might be a group within your church. I know here in the Atlanta market, there's a bridge group in one of the churches here that has over 300 people looking for jobs. Go out there and see if you can get with them to be able to help them. And I think most of all, you really have to be a great listener. You have to be not afraid to approach people. You know, make sure that people you want to talk to, I always try to recruit up, make sure they're always keeping their options open. And one of the things I think for a lot of us group people, a lot of us small business people, when you're looking for people, think about the family. Think about the Moore family, who you want to do business with. You know, we have a choice in this business, who we want to do business with and who we don't want to do business with. And I think one of the biggest things that I've really helped in my structure of organization and recruiting is, I'm looking for those people that I can recruit up to, people who understand our system. We've got people like insurance agents. We've got people who are benefit brokers or people with enrollment companies. They're all understanding our model. They understand multiple streams of income. And those are the things and the people that you want to bring in place. And the last thing is, you want to have fun. You don't want to treat it like a job. You want to go out there, whether you're doing small business, whether you're doing group. Keep your options open. Start being a good listener and go out there. We are in the people business. And have fun. And with that, Randy, I'd like to turn it back to you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Degatta. You're doing an awesome job, and I know you're going to have many chances in the ED contest on the recruiting side especially. So appreciate you being on. Let Ms. Streeter know that we'll just try to have her on again next time, okay?
I will. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, to end the call, I want to go back to the state of Oklahoma, to Ada, and to Original Millionaire Club member, of course, the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, it's a great call. I do want to apologize to the people one more time for Brian Crothers not being on, although we fully expected him to be. Just something come up, and like you said earlier, he will be in on the near future, although I think it was a wonderful call. I appreciate everybody on there. And by the way, I spoke to Mr. Stonecipher lately, and it may be shortly that he'll be able to get on and just say hello to people. It would be nice for him to get on and say hello. But anyhow, Randy, we love the people on the call. We want to say, let's just keep putting God first and our family second and legal shield third, and we'll be having another great call next week. But, folks, let's just go out there and make it happen. This is the time of the year. This is the time, if you're in a group division or whatever. I went into groups many times this time of year and talked to employers and noticed to give it to their employees as a Christmas present. And it is a great Christmas present. You may have someone that you think special, but you don't want to get them this year, but you know they don't have this, and this will go with them through all the whole year. So think about your own family. Think some about your folks that just really can't afford it. We say everybody can afford it. They just can't afford to buy it, but it'll be a great help to them and be a blessing to their lives. So saying all that, I want to say God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.